Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 151 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Sherry Pearl's book, Healing from the Inside Out and the Outside In. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. So just for background, in 1971, Sherry was very ill and contacted Harry Edwards for some spiritual healing. So this is from chapter 4, which is called The Commencement of Healing. My miraculous recovery. And this is what Sherry has written. Fortunately, we were able to contact Keith right away. He researched the matter and told us the man's name was Harry Edwards and his sanctuary was located in Guildford, Surrey, England. My father, who had an office in London at the time, asked one of his secretaries to call the sanctuary. We were told that I should write a letter to Mr. Edwards stating my name, address, age, and problem. It was not necessary for me to go into great detail about my illness, but I should be sure to give the name of any diagnosis made and to make mention of whatever symptoms I was suffering from. I remember thinking that it couldn't be possible that a mere letter was all that was required of me. No one was asking me to take off my clothes, have my blood tested, or even have an X-ray. Surely, if this could work, it was the kindest thing. But how could it work? As I sat on my parents' poolside patio to write what became a 10-page letter, I was curious and hopeful, but quite sceptical at the same time. My father was scheduled to make a trip to London at the end of the week. Although he didn't believe in spiritual healing, he offered to take the letter to Mr. Edwards himself. My father saw Mr. Edwards on the morning of June 17, 1971. That evening, prior to his return, I had so much energy that I was flying. I remember that night so clearly. I went with Steve to his parents' home. For the first time in 6 months, I didn't feel the need to drop into the first available chair. Instead, I walked around telling everyone how much better I was feeling. What was even more intriguing was the sensation of pins and needles on my right side, within and surrounding the area where the biopsy had been done. I felt certain that something was happening, for I clearly felt more energy than I had known in 6 months. I had a sense of well-being, as if I were, in the words Harry Edwards often used to describe it, on top of the world. Steve's family and my own noticed my exuberance and were glad. They found it hard, though, to accept my opinion that something was happening and look for rational explanations for the way I was feeling. I, on the other hand, was excited. I knew what I was feeling, and I knew what it felt like to be weak all the time. There was the tingling sensation to consider also. Up until then, I had had no sensation in my liver. It wasn't until the biopsy was done that I had any real idea of where the liver was even located. Now I was feeling it tingle with energy. I remembered what Keith had told me about his friends in the Bahamas, and how they experienced a tingling sensation in their bodies before their arthritis cleared up. When my father returned a day later, he handed me two books that Harry had given him and said, "Well, he looks like an ordinary guy to me." I began reading immediately, devouring every word, trying to understand what healing was about and what had happened to me the other night. Surely I could not forget the feeling of energy that pervaded my being. Although the next day the tingling had ceased and I was not experiencing that same high level of energy, I felt substantially better than I had been feeling. About 5 days later, I received my first letter from Harry Edwards. I saved it all these years. It is dated June 17, 1971. He wrote, "Dear Sherry Pearl, I have seen your father this morning and he has given me your letter. I am placing you within my immediate healing intercessions as from today, primarily in the first instance, to give you new strength and vitality to build up your general health, tone and resistance. This will enable the healing to overcome the hepatitis condition, which, being a functional disorder, will need some time to be adjusted and overcome the weakness. Your letter is very clear, and the detail you provide gives me a very clear picture of your trouble. Furthermore, the talk I had with your father this morning also has given me a still clearer picture of yourself, and this is so helpful to enable our intercessions to be directive and have purpose. While it is not within my province to give you any undertaking or promise in advance, I shall not fail to seek help to reach you in every way which can possibly be. At the outset, I would like you to write to me weekly, giving me just a brief report of your condition, whether you are feeling stronger, happier, better, with less pain and easier function, or not, just as it is. I'm enclosing my notes of absent healing. I've given your father a copy of these in order to explain a little about what absent healing entails. I'm also posting to you by C-mail a copy of our Spiritual Healer magazine for your interest. Looking forward to the future and having some good news from you. I am yours sincerely, Harry Edwards. I read the letter many times, going over and over his words in my mind. He could offer me no promise in advance, but he would not fail to seek help for me. It seemed so mysterious. What kind of help did he mean, and how could it find me? If it hadn't been for the improvement I was experiencing, I might have think he was deluded. It really did seem, though, that something very powerful was affecting me, something I certainly couldn't see, feel, or touch. 2 weeks after the day my father met Harry, I had my usual monthly set of blood tests. Dr. Marvin said they were dramatically improved. They had moved one-third of the way toward normal. The doctor sounded surprised. I was ecstatic. I immediately sent off a letter to Harry to tell him the good news and become more seriously involved with my reading. I should mention here that I was still taking cortisone because I was afraid to diverge from my doctor's orders. Although there are those who say that healing cannot take place as long as one takes medical drugs, Harry never asked me to change the medical course I was on. I grew more and more fascinated with healing. To me, it seemed as if magic was becoming real, or perhaps what I thought of as magic wasn't really magic at all, but rather forces and energies I didn't understand. According to Harry, he was working in conjunction with what he referred to as spirit doctors. He explained that when a person died, his or her spirit would continue to live on in a spirit world in which there are many options for action. The spirits who take pleasure in helping to heal the sick on the earth plane are the ones he referred to as spirit doctors. Harry believed that during a period of meditation, which he referred to as his intercessions, that he would reach a state of attunement in which he could communicate with the spirit doctors. He would inform the spirit doctors of who needed healing, where they lived, and what the trouble seemed to be. He felt that the remainder of the healing was carried out by the spirit doctors. Because there is no physical distance in the spirit world, a spirit can be anywhere on earth in no time. Harry taught that in many cases the spirit doctors would approach their patients while they were sleeping and their minds were more open. The spirit doctors would then direct energy to the portion of the body that was sick. They would also look beyond the physical symptoms to its cause. Harry contended that all illness has a psychosomatic origin. This does not mean that the illness is not real, but that its cause stems from within the patient's mind and emotions. Harry explained that the spirit doctors would work to soothe the emotional strain that was giving rise to the type of energy that triggered the physical breakdown. Harry felt that frustration, disappointment, nervousness or sadness could easily impair the functioning of the body. Therefore, Harry explained, when healing energy is directed to the dis-ease, that is, underlying the disease, there potentially exists to cure anything, even diseases considered medically incurable. So today I was reading from Sherry Pearl's book, Healing from the Inside Out and the Outside In. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. on the Our Paranormal Afterlife Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. Just go to patreon.com/ Our Paranormal Afterlife, or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.